You have probably no doubt noticed many spots of construction and repair on area streets and sidewalks. Ozarks at Large's Timothy Dennis took a closer look at those taking place around Fayetteville. Here's his report.
Infrastructure. We walk on it, drink from it, and use it to bring light to darkness in our everyday lives. We've talked about infrastructure a few times in the past week here on Ozarks. As anyone who has been in downtown Fayetteville this past week can probably attest, city crews are busy with repair work at different points on Dixon Street. Keith Shreve is with the city's transportation department.
Watch for the workers on Dixon Street. We know it's a heavily traveled street. But we're trying to minimize the traffic interruptions and get people in and out the best we can. But the crew will be there in the street, so we just ask that the motorists watch out for them.
The work crews are replacing 3 crosswalks on the street to make for smoother travel.
Well, we're getting some deterioration in the bricks and the concrete that holds the brick in place. They're becoming trip hazard for the pedestrians and just rough to drive over if you were in a car. They were just getting in poor condition, and we needed to make some repairs.
The eastbound lane was closed to traffic over the past week as the crews worked to rebuild the 3 crosswalks between Gregg and University Avenue. But Dixon was not the only street getting attention last week. At its meeting Tuesday night, the City Streets Committee came up with a plan to replace sidewalks along a half block of Center Street near College Avenue. Jeremy Pate is the city's director of development services.
On the north side of Center Street, the sidewalks will essentially be constructed back in their same width. There won't be any widening necessarily, so they'll be about between 8 and 9 feet wide. Again, they'll still have the brick band and street trees and street lights, but it'll be the same sidewalk width. On the south side, however, there will be 2 or 3 bump outs, or basically areas where the sidewalk widens out. That will allow for several things. Primarily, it will allow for additional pedestrian capacity. That side of the street has most of the pedestrian activity anyway, with all the restaurants on that side of the street.
The bump outs will give room to allow for more benches, bike racks, and sidewalk cafe-style restaurants, provided business owners obtain the appropriate permits. Though the wider area would benefit restaurants that are currently on the south side of the street, Pate says that planning infrastructure development requires thinking in a longer term.
Obviously, when we build streets and sidewalks, though, they may be there for the next 50, 60 years. In a lot of the cases, that's what we're replacing, are 50, 60, 80-year-old sidewalks. So to say that, you know, the use there is always going to be the same use, it's always going to be law offices on the north side, I don't necessarily think that's the case. 50 years ago, it probably wasn't the case. There are some empty buildings on the north side, and there's a movement by some people that live and work in that area to try to invigorate the north side just as successfully as the south side has been. So to add restaurant space or add other spaces within that area.
And just because only the south side of the street is being redesigned doesn't mean that the north side will be forever static.
You know, if this is successful, we can come back and revisit that. We're not changing the travel lanes, you know, where the streets, where people drive, those are staying the same width, so deliveries and all that won't be affected. Essentially, what's being affected is how many parking spaces are out there to be utilized for those businesses.
While the design that would have expanded both sidewalks on the street would have costed $20,000 more than the original design, Pate says that the new design with bump outs on only one side of the street would cost less than the first alternative. Aside from sidewalks, the committee also decided to build a tunnel beneath Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. The tunnel will connect the city's Frisco Trail to a southern extension that will stretch all the way to Walker Park. The tunnel was one of 3 options considered for crossing the highway. Alternatives to the tunnel were an at-grade crossing with a full-size traffic signal, similar to the trail crossing at North Street, or the construction of a 20-foot-tall bridge across the 5 lanes. Though there are a handful of tunnels on the city's trails, Pate says that this new tunnel will be similar to the newest tunnel that takes cyclists and pedestrians beneath Garland Avenue.
The other tunnels that we've used thus far have all been retrofits. They've basically been drainage tunnels that we retrofitted in order to allow for pedestrian activity. It still means water will flow through them, though, you know, during high events. So if we get all this rain projected to come our way, likely those tunnels will be inundated with water. The ones that are for pedestrian use, though, like Garland and MLK, we actually design and install pumps in those so that any water that gets in them from basically basically just the sidewalk or the trail leading into it drains automatically to a basin and that's pumped right out. So it works much better than retrofitting a drainage tunnel.
Though no construction contracts have been made, Pate says that construction should start in the spring and take between 9 and 12 months to finish. And sidewalks and tunnels aren't the only infrastructure projects underway in Northwest Arkansas. Work continues on adding lanes to Interstate 540, on moving utilities to widen highways 265, 16, and 112, and even on rural water projects in South Washington County, just to name a few examples. And the Fayetteville area isn't alone in its push to develop infrastructure. Jane Hughes is the City of Fort Smith's Downtown Development Director.
In October of last year, we took to the board and asked for infrastructure with water and sewer lines going in along Riverfront Drive. And we were awarded that request, and so they have started construction on that. So we've got dirt moving down there. And that's fantastic.
The water and sewer improvements are just a part of a larger plan to rejuvenate the riverfront and general downtown area. The wish list for redeveloping the area includes moving a train engine repair yard that has marked the riverfront for years. And the owner of the rail yard said last week that they would consider moving the yard. In addition, part of a downtown truck route would be moved.
We have phased the project into three phases. The first one, of course, being relocating the rail yard itself. After that would happen, we would hope that we could close a portion of North A, which is just to the south of North B, and create a beautiful green space, more like a promenade and an entryway into our riverfront for these people coming down for events or for those people that are coming in from 540, taking the Grand Avenue exit and coming into downtown to go to the new Marshall's Museum, which they'll start ground here in a few years. Or the goal is new corporate headquarters for employment on the riverfront.
With overall growth in the area, residents will eventually have to deal with infrastructure development in one form or another. Just remember, without infrastructure, there would be no streets to drive on, no trails to walk, and no pipes to bring us water. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Timothy Dennis.